I think to be really meaningful, this has to be not only continued, but at some point we need to do some good measurements on how well-being is affected, because well-being in a city means not just the phrase well-being, it means everything from traffic accidents to hospital admissions to crime rate to alcoholism to drug addiction to feeling safe while walking at night. There's a lot that goes into creating a well-being aside from the celebrative aspect of it, which is a great start. But at some point, community well-being, social well-being, physical well-being, career well-being have all to be understood as part of an ecosystem that really creates well-being in the city.
So in a place like Aspen, you know, you have people that are very involved in yoga and meditation and the spirituality behind it, but then there's also this consumer culture that has crept in. How can we be sure to stay in tune with the spiritual aspects and not be swept up by the consumer culture?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. You know, there's in places that are very affluent, there's a rush to conform and almost a race to conform faster than the other person. So you become obsessed with the latest automobiles, private planes and jets and airfields and fashion. It's a adolescent phase in spiritual growth. It has nothing to do with who you are at all. But, you know, at some point, a lot of people tire of that and they find that they're not finding any fulfillment with all their plastic surgery. They still have the fear of old age and death. And but, you know, people have to be ready for that, and some will be and some will not be. So I don't know. You can give people insights, but after that, it's up to them.
That was a very honest answer. I appreciate your honesty. Thank you so much for your time, Deepak.
Thank you very much.